SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Fact checks were prevalent during and after the Biden-Trump debate.
Those with an interest can find several exhaustive independent fact checks of claims made by Joe Biden and Donald Trump during their televised debate Thursday night. But there was nothing for the estimated 50 million people who watched the event in real time. That prompted some criticism of CNN and moderators Jake Tapper and Dana Bush. But CNN said ahead of time that it wanted its moderators to be questioners, not umpires, and pronounced itself satisfied with the network's performance on Friday. Ron Taylor reporting.
Virginia's Republican leaders wholeheartedly embracing Donald Trump yesterday during a big rally.
Did anybody last night watch a thing called a debate? Man, that was a big one. But as you saw on television last night, we had a big victory against a man that really is looking to destroy our country. He's the worst. He's the most corrupt, the most incompetent president in the history of our country.
Also at SRNnews.com, Supreme Court overturning a 1984 decision known as Chevron that will weaken the power of federal regulators.
Experts say overturning the Chevron decision in a case filed by herring fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island who objected to paying monitors' fees brings a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests who've long sought to eliminate the power of government agencies. Chevron allowed federal experts to fill in the blanks if a law wasn't crystal clear. But the majority of justices agreed with the plaintiffs that should be determined by a judge.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. Slowly but steadily, Russian troops continue to forge through Ukraine's outgun defenses. This is SRN News. Are you a domestic extremist?
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and a never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as this election draws close. AP vote cast finds 80% of white evangelical Christian leaders are planning to vote for Mr. Trump. White evangelists right now make up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020. This is SRN News. Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge showing price pressures are easing further.
The Commerce Department report showed that consumer prices were flat from April to May. Compared to last year, prices rose 2.6% last month. That's slightly less than in April. If you leave out volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation rose just 0.1% from April to May and 2.6% from last year. The latest figures will likely be welcomed by the Fed's policymakers, who have said they need to feel confident that inflation is slowing sustainably toward their 2% target before they'd start cutting interest rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks were lower on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow was off 45 points, S&P down 22, the NASDAQ fell 126. More details at srnnews.com.